Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The Hartford's new risk monitor highlights the top risks for businesses to watch heading into 2025. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today to Mo Tooker, head of commercial lines for the Hartford. Mo, so glad you could join us today.
Yeah, John, really excited to talk with you today.
So, Mo, give us a little background on the risk monitor. How long have you been doing it? How do you ascertain the results? So on and so forth.
Yeah, John, it's our second year doing it, backed by popular demand. And it really, we got great feedback last year. And really, the way we gather feedback is listening directly to agents and brokers and customers. And we try to report back not only what we're hearing, but certainly some of the ideas in our head that will lead to further conversation to help with different risk solutions for, again, agents and brokers and customers.
So what are you finding some of the top risk concerns to be, Mo?
Yeah, I think overall what we're just feeling is the pace of change around us is the major theme over the top, I think, and then that then comes in a couple flavors below that. One is around the economy and the economic trends, what's going on in the labor market, legal system abuse, those types of things. But there's an economic theme or a set of economic themes. Second, and then we really feel is a set of themes around supply chain. The pandemic certainly highlighted supply chain vulnerability. We're feeling that coming back from customers especially. And the third set of themes is really around the technology environment and the pace of change in the technology environment, the opportunities within that, you know, think about artificial intelligence for our customers, but also the threats that come with that, social engineering, all that. So those are the three big buckets, John: economy, supply chain, and really the pace of change in the technology landscape.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Yeah, pace of change. I was struck by something that you said in the risk monitor. Things will never be slower than they are right now. And I realize you've only been doing the monitor for 2 years now, but how are the top risks evolving from what they may have been even just a year ago?
Yeah, well, certainly just take that technology. You know, we were barely talking about generative AI at this time last year. We were probably 6 months into really the world understanding that technology. And now I think it feels like it's on a logarithmic curve. It's gone vertical and we're really understanding increasingly just the possibilities and the threats that are there. So I think there's a pace of change coming through in each of these, maybe a little bit differently on the supply chain, John, where I feel like we have learned a bunch more now that we're more distant from the pandemic and we understand the threats there a little bit better. But that change is the constant that we're working from here.
I noticed a section in the monitor called Gaps in Insurance Created by Complex Risk. Does that represent an opportunity for agents and brokers?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it means our agents and brokers will have to be on their toes and really working with partners like us to be creative. But there are opportunities here to be more relevant as business interruption on the back of supply chain continues to evolve. And we talk about property valuation and how hard that can be, especially with the inflation in the labor markets, to be able to keep up with property values. So I think our best agents really respond to this type of information and make sure they're going back to their customers and are asking their customers certain leading questions in some ways to make sure that they can be as responsive as they need to. So we see real opportunity to make sure that they're on the front foot talking about these emerging risks.
So Mo, what should agents and brokers be taking away from this year's risk monitor?
Well, again, there's lots to talk about. And I think that is just to make sure they're bringing some of these themes to their customers. So for example, the labor market themes that we've got, are they really doing the training necessary? Are they working on the safety programs just with the stress that's in, for example, the construction market and the shortage of labor in the construction market is an easy example. As we think about more of the cyber landscape developing as AI develops, do you have a contingency plan in place for your, in case of a cyber event? So I think there's lots of risk management techniques that we'd be eager to talk to our agents and brokers about that we think can benefit customers of all sizes.
Mo, so glad you could join us today.
Terrific, John. Thanks again for having me.
That was Mo Tooker, head of commercial lines for the Hartford, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.